Case number.
You said you had an ear infection? I have a head cold too, and I didn't hear half of what anybody was saying. Look, my ears are closed.
Good luck.
Get her some gum.
Case number 11,317, Melvin R. and Dillies Henninger, south of Road 312, River Road, 573 feet west of Road 297, Oak Orchard Road. Tax map ID is District 234, map 34.12, District or Parcel 64. A variance from the side yard, rear yard, and front yard setback requirements.
Okay, my name's Doug Annan.
Before we get started, is your client going to want to speak? Most likely, we need to get him sworn in.
Do you want to say anything, Mel? Or?
Well, go ahead.
Go ahead, swear in anyway.
Just by chance.
Just state your name and address for the record.
Mel Henninger, 2 Amy Drive, East Windsor, New Jersey.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do swear.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, just for the record, Mr. Annan has already been sworn in.
Okay. Proceed, yes, sir.
Melvin Henninger, sitting here, is also my client. He lives right next door to the last, Mr. Christ, who was just up here.
Uh-huh.
And these two situations are just about exactly the same.
Okay.
Melvin, Mr. Henninger may be able to raise his house a little bit less than Mr. Christ. And there is no problem with the shed. Now, that's about the only two differences there.
Okay.
Like I say, they're next door neighbors, and they're asking for exactly the same thing.
Same thing, for the same purpose.
So, Mr. Annan, just to flush out the record so that we have one, it is the applicant's position that there is a problem with flooding in the area, is that correct?
That's right.
And that the home needs to be raised from its current height so that it can be above the base flood elevation?
Yes. Currently, I believe this is a one-story dwelling, and his first floor is at a little below 5 feet, and the base flood elevation is 9, so it's got to come up 4 or 5 feet.
So he's going to be raising it, it looks like from the application, approximately 5.5 feet?
Actually, yes, yes.
And because of that, there's going to be some steps and decks that are necessary to access the home, is that correct?
Yes, from the front and the rear. There'll be a new deck and steps in the front, and new deck and steps in the rear.
Is this a case where the dwelling is an older dwelling as well?
Yes. I asked Mr. Henninger how old he thought the building was, and he says he knows it was, older than 1960.
So this is a dwelling that predates zoning?
Yes.
And the applicant is not looking to add any additions to the dwelling other than the proposed steps and landing area?
That's correct.
And it's your position that the property is unique due to its shape and the flood situation, is that
yes.
correct? And it's the minimum variance that's necessary to afford relief?
That's right.
And there are the home cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance?
Excuse me now?
Is it true that the property cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance?
Right.
Okay. And that this difficulty has not been created by the Henningers?
That's correct.
And it's the applicant's position that this will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
That's true.
And are there other homes in the neighborhood that have also been elevated similarly?
Yes. It's happening all over town. Two houses down, Mr. Christ lives right next door. Well, the guy just to the I guess it'd be the east of Mr. Christ, has just had his elevated.
And is this something that would help the applicant obtain flood insurance?
Oh, yeah, it's going to help him. His flood insurance will be lower.
They couldn't get it.
A lot lower.
They couldn't get it.
And it's the minimum variance necessary to afford relief. Is that correct?
That's correct.
I have nothing further, Mr. Chair.
Any other sort of questions? Mr. Mills?
Yes. It's noted on the survey here, fence over the line needs to be moved. Is that your client's fence? Is that he owns that fence? Is that correct?
No, you don't own that fence. That PVC fence that's running over?
You need to come up to the mic if you would.
Yeah.
If you would, please, we'll put on part of the record.
The fence is owned by my neighbor, Heller. His house is also raised.
Okay. Is the fence on your property line or on
There's
his?
No fence on my property.
Pardon me?
There's no fence on my property.
Okay. So I guess when you maybe perhaps brought the application in, someone assumed it was your fence and then noted that it needed to be moved, or?
Yeah, I was not aware that anybody put that down about removing a fence.
Okay.
Even if it was your fence, if it's on the other person's property, we can't do anything about it here in the board. No.
Not on my property.
No. I just wanted to clear that for the record because it is on the survey and.
Yeah. It says fence over line.
Yeah, we show all fences that are, okay, you know, on the line or close to the line, no matter who owns it.
Right. Okay.
We show that.
Okay. You ready? Hearing no further questions in. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Two? Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, because of the flood situation and circumstances, I think the applicant has convinced us that the property cannot otherwise be developed in strict conformity. It's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. It wasn't created by the applicant, but and it won't alter the essential character in the neighborhood, and it is a minimum to afford relief. And make a motion, we approve case number 11,317.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,317. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,317 is approved.
Thank you for your time.
You're certainly welcome. And good luck. Okay, gentlemen, that takes care of everything then for this evening. We've got one under on table. Every table, two. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, we have a reminder, we have a workshop next Monday night. And
the 6th?
And then this came to Chairman and I's attention that our next regular meeting is not the 20th, it's actually the 27th.
7th. All along, you know, kept saying the 20th. You know, and I checked.
This is the 6th.
No, I meant our next regular meeting. I said, you know, we'd have one the 6th, the 13th, and the 20th, and everybody concurred with that. But tonight I looked and it's the 27th. So I said something to the team. I said, something's wrong somewhere. Then we looked at Martin Luther King holiday. So we're going to be now to the 27th. So it'd be 1-2, miss a week, and then we'll pick up.
Right. We do have one on the 13th. We have.
Yeah.
But we don't have one on the 20th.
That's right.
So we got confused, but we thought we did right back to back.
Mr. Chairman,
I thought it was
3 weeks in a row, and then we looked at the calendar, and
even we sent lunch back. I remember you all to go look to set this special meeting.
And look how old I am.
I'm not opposed to 3 in a row.
No?
I'm not opposed to 3 in a row.
Well, I knew he kept saying that. But I didn't want to tell everybody be here the 20th or somebody out here with, and they come, and it's not the end.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
All right.
All opposed? Motion carried.
And Mr. Hudson?